Okay, anyway, here are my theories on the princesses, because I have my theories, and I do a lot of reading of crazy things like Cracked, and I, you know, whatever. Number one, you've got Cinderella. Okay, first of all, she's an indentured servant, except that she's never going to get out, so she's basically a slave. And, you know, living with that stepmom and those stepsisters and all that bullshit, you know, that is a tough life, and that would freaking suck. Why would anyone want to go through that? Everyone says, I want to be Cinderella because they want to be at the end of the movie or the story. They don't think about living all that time where your only friends are freaking mice. Hello, mice? That is a dirty house if there's mice. I'm just saying it. Anyway, so she's obviously not that good at cleaning either. Also, will she ever know that she is truly loved by the prince? Or is it just that he's got an extreme foot fetish? So, I mean, you got to think about that too. And then also, she danced with the dude like for an hour, and all of a sudden she has to marry him because he's the prince and he gets to have say. But I mean, ball gowns and animals that listen and do her bidding, that's kind of cool. So, I mean, there's that plus, but it doesn't outweigh the negatives for me. Number two, we've got Sleeping Beauty. Okay, right up on top, I'm all for sleeping as much as freaking humanly possible. I'm a mom, it happens, shut up. But she's sleeping because of a curse. She was cursed as an infant. She didn't do shit wrong, and all of a sudden it's like, hey, guess what? Your whole life, you're just fucked anyway. It's coming, just be ready for it. Of course, she didn't know that. She had to go live in the woods with a bunch of crazy fairy godmothers instead of living like the princess that she was. And then dude, like, murders something and is all like, I am macho man, now you're mine. And she's like, okay, cool, you know, you kissed me and woohoo, that's great. No, I'm not for that either. Snow White. Okay. Girl had to leave her home and go live in the woods with 7 old dudes and clean up after them. Do you think any woman really wants to clean up after 7 old dudes? I don't think so. I really don't. So I don't think that would be any fun either. And then on top of that, again, cursed. Sleeping. Okay, sleeping, still a good thing. But then dude comes up and he's like, hey, you're hot. I'm going to give you a kiss. Oh, guess what? You're mine now. When did men get to just randomly kiss women and decide, guess what? You're mine. And the woman doesn't get to say, hold up, bro. Where's my wine and flowers? You know, romance this shit. So no, I don't want that. Okay, then there's Ariel. Okay, Ariel's just a dumbass teenager. But daddy, I love him. Bitch, you are 16 years old. You don't know what love is. You are in lust for some dude you have literally only seen as a statue. A statue, not even a picture. Think about that for a second. Like, I guarantee that whoever was the model for the David probably didn't look exactly like the statue. Just saying. Anyway, so then there is, hold on. Oh yeah, no. And then she's got to like give up her voice, and she got to get homeboy to fall in love with her because of her looks, because she can't like be like, hey, I'm awesome, these are my qualities, and this is why you should fall in love with me. No, she's got to be like, ooh, look at me, I'm cute, give me a kiss. Hey, look, my crab's singing, and you should listen to him, and he says you should kiss me. Seriously, I mean, come on. Plus, sea witch, dude, that just sounds scary. And, you know, I prune when I take too long in the bath, so I don't want to be a mermaid either. Then, okay, there was another one I was saying, Mulan. She had to pretend to be a boy and go fight in a war. Like, no thanks. I'm good. I like the fact that the draft doesn't take women, and I know that's really not all women's live, which I sound really contradictory, because I'm all women's live about the don't make them marry the guy after one kiss. But at the same time, I'm like, yeah, I like not having to go and fight in wars. I'm a fan of that for me. Because I don't like that kind of stuff. Anyway. And then, like, everybody, like, gets mad at her because, ooh, she's been lying. But, yeah, she's, like, the best warrior. So, dude, why are you pissed? Shut up. And then it's like, oh, look, here's this big dude who was an asshole to me. And now he knows that I've got tits. So, woohoo, now I'm going to be with him. No, I'm good. Plus, I don't know how to speak Chinese. Then, Brave. Okay. Admittedly, she's got the red hair. So, I'm already on top with that one. I love red hair. I love how, like, super, like, I am ready to, like, take on the world. She is. But what about, like, the mental anguish of, I turned my mom and brothers into bears. Bears. Like, dude, how do you, like, what does Christmas look like? Hey, sis, you remember that time you turned me into a bear? What the fuck's up with giving me socks for Christmas? Like, come on. Like, come on. That's just, no. I wouldn't want that guilt. But I would love her hair, so there is that. But I'm really bad at archery, so no, I wouldn't want to be her either. Then there's Belle. Oh no, she's weird because she reads. Ooh, okay, it's not her fault she lives in a bass-ackwards town that breaks out in song about one chick because she reads. Like, those people need lives, seriously. Anyway, but then she sacrifices for her daddy because he's her daddy. And I mean father daddy, not daddy daddy. She sacrifices herself for her father because she loves him and she wants him to be free. And she knows that she has a better chance of sneaking out of that shit than he does. And that's like really noble of her. And then like she gets to live in this massive, like amazing castle with a room with like every freaking book ever printed by that time, including some in Greek, according to him. And then all these, like she doesn't have to do a damn thing. The plates cook the food. The feather duster does the cleaning. The wardrobe does the fitting her in clothing. Like, she literally has to do nothing but hang out with a dude who, yeah, he's kind of a dick at first, but over time, he's like, you know what, you're cool. And she's like, yeah, you're cool. And, you know, looks don't mean that much in the long run if you're just happy and hanging out and having fun. Like, so why would I want to be any princess but her? But then when you stop and think about it, Belle is a classic example of Stockholm Syndrome. So now I'm thinking I should never get kidnapped because I'm probably fucked.